Sports, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Claire and Kate with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Youngcare are developing new specialist disability accommodation in the Queensland suburbs of Everton Park and East Brisbane to help meet demand. Donors play an important role in the functioning of Youngcare. Residents are being asked to support their annual tax appeal, where tax-deductible donations can be made until the 30th of June. Youngcare CEO Greg Johnson said, quote, "We are grateful for our generous donors and supporters, without whom we wouldn't be able to support young people with disabilities and their families when unexpected challenges arise," end quote.
Content warning, this story contains mention of violence and death. A 28-year-old man was accused of murder over the stabbing death of a man in the Ipswich suburb of Redbank on Saturday night. The 63-year-old man was found at the unit with a large knife at 10:15 p.m. Ipswich detectives are still investigating the events that led up to the stabbing. Inspector David Breese said, quote, "It was a very confronting scene, with significant wounds to the deceased and a lot of blood," end quote. According to Inspector Breese, two men, a 30-year-old woman and her 4-year-old son, were inside the unit at the time of the murder. The suspect also threatened to kill the 30-year-old woman. He is scheduled to appear in Ipswich Magistrates Court on Monday morning. He faces charges of murder, threatening violence and possessing methamphetamine.
In national news, Melbourne was rattled by a 3.8 magnitude earthquake last night, which Geoscience Australia reports struck at a depth of 3 kilometres. Residents in Sunbury reported their homes shaking and what sounded like an explosion at around 11:40 p.m. on Sunday. The quake reportedly lasted for a few seconds, and as well as in the Melbourne CBD, it was felt as far north as Bendigo and as far south as Hobart. Seismology Research Centre Chief Scientist Adam Pascal said this might be the largest quake felt in Melbourne metro area since a magnitude 4 struck over 120 years ago in 1902. There are currently no reports of injury or damage.
Queensland's Health and Environment Committee has tested the chemical composition of 17 different vape liquids sold by retailers across the state. Toxins including arsenic, lead, chromium, nickel, mercury, and iron were found in the samples. Known carcinogens such as formaldehyde were also identified. Testing found nicotine levels ranging from less than 200 milligrams per kilogram to 47,000 milligrams per kilogram. Some prescription nicotine vapes offer as much as 100,000 milligrams per kilogram. Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman responded to the results, saying, quote, "These results make it clear that what is inside them is extremely dangerous," end quote. Last week, the Queensland government passed a bill to further regulate smoking and vaping.
In international news, the canals of Venice have turned fluorescent green with an unknown substance detected near the Rialto Bridge in the famed Grand Canal. The Regional Environmental Protection Agency is analysing water samples to try and identify the substance, which first appeared at around 9:30 a.m. local time on Sunday. The Venice prefect has called an emergency meeting of police to try and identify the source of the substance and to discuss possible countermeasures. A spokesperson also reported that CCTV footage was reviewed and locals have been interviewed. Theories around the fluorescent water are circulating, with City Councilman Andrea Pegoraro looking at environmental activists and online discussions suggesting algae or an illegally dumped substance.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cold and brisk. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.